Hello, respected viewers, it's George from Ireland. So thanks for coming back to the channel once again. And in this video, I'm commenting on Tucker Carlson leaving Fox News and for the moment leaving America's screens altogether. So Tucker Carlson's been quite a major figure in American television for about a quarter of a century now. And he wasn't always where he is now politically. It was more of a centrist, might have been a moderate leftist when he started out. But there's an article he published in which he said, well, you know, it's much easier to do this Republican shtick, appealing to white nationalism, which is perhaps a euphemism for white supremacism, appealing to Christian fundamentalism, though he doesn't bang on about the religious stuff so much and things like that. Gun nuttery. It was much easier to become a superstar like that. And so he became the sort of the Republican Party wunderkind. Although, so far as I know, he's not actually a member of the Republican Party. He's never sought office, but he's consistently heaped praise on Republican Party politicians, and all right, castigated a few, and scorned and defamed Democrats. So that's him. So he's on Fox News, which I despise. And I'm very glad he's gone. I mean, I don't dispute his legal right to opine. I'm a free speech fundamentalist. Just abominate the content of some what he says. And some of it is these are not statements of opinion. These are statements of fact, or perhaps misstatements, I ought to say, because he's well known for his outright lying. Certainly his alarmism about immigration and not distinction between legal and illegal. His racist tropes are really unmissable. And I'm not one of these people who says that anything is racist or that any desire to control immigration must be racist. But in his case, it really is. And saying that immigrants are making the United States dirtier, that was his word, dirtier. One of the most visceral reactions to things is dirt. The sense that something is unhygienic, that really provokes a very strong reaction in people. And so racists, whoever they're talking about, or people who are religionists, for a better word, the other lot are foul, are filthy. That's what they'll always say about the others. And saying, oh, that racial diversity is such a terrible thing and so on. Well, he's obviously living in the wrong country if he believes that. And he was always excoriating Barack Obama on the immigration issue, despite the fact that Obama deported hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants, built a border fence, not a wall, a border fence in some parts of the border of Mexico. It was actually quite effective on the immigration issue, illegal immigration issue, but allowed the Dreamers to stay, you know, DACA, deferred action for childhood arrivals, which, of course, he tore into Tucker Carlson, thought was absolutely outrageous. So Tucker Carlson, he used to sport his bow ties. He no longer does. Anyway, he's a complete ignoramus and a philistine. But fascinatingly, the late lamented Christopher Hitchens of happy and glorious memory, he was asked which broadcaster he held in highest esteem years ago, bearing in mind that Christopher Hitchens died in December 2011, and he handed his plaudit to Tucker Carlson. So Carlson was a man who was never at loss for words, or indeed pulling a facial expression. There was this studied one he did, which I suppose was indignant astonishment, like going, how could they do that? That the other lot had been so shocking, so unutterably immoral and underhand. And he was well known for his girlish giggle. Now, there's nothing amiss with having that sort of laugh. You know, my one may be braying and equally foolish, but I suppose he didn't quite project a macho image. He was definitely into gender roles and was never seen underdressed. So like to be quite formal. And I'm no sartorial expert, but I think he was always actually quite well turned out. But then they invariably are on television. So what was his shtick? Was really that ethnic minority people were bad, whites were under threat, appealing to white anxiety, immigration, legal, illegal, was making the United States worse. So really preying on these fears that Trump was fantastic. But the thing might have got him was that there was the 6th of January lies, the 6th of January riot, when a Trumpist mob stormed the U.S. Capitol building to try and prevent the United States Congress from carrying out its constitutional duty to certify the election and to affirm that, yes, Joe Biden won the election. And there were Republican senators and congressmen who voted that, because, you know, that was the truth. Biden did win, and they had to acknowledge that. And it's only once ever, way back in about the 1870s, ever been an issue. It's just been completely smooth, been very all the other times. And to try and prevent them doing that, apparently they were intent on killing Mike Pence, the vice president. He was on the ticket with Trump. And Mike Pence, although he's vile, he did have the common decency to say, yeah, we lost, all right? The only thing to do, the very beginning of maturity, is to admit that, to acknowledge, you know, Joe Biden has won, and to concede, to hand it over. And they were trying to prevent them doing this. Obviously, five people were killed in that, storming in there. And there were some even Republican commentators who said it was an ordinary tourist visit. Do five people ordinarily get killed in an ordinary tourist visit? And so Tucker was spouting the most ludicrous conspiracy theories, that really were Democrats doing it. It was a false flag operation just to try and discredit Trump, despite Trump's insightful speech only minutes beforehand, and being watching on happening on live on television, despite seeing it unfold. Trump didn't call off his dogs, and there were Fox is a bit more circumspect about publishing outrageous falsehoods. Remember that they've just had to pay something like $750 million to Dominion, this company that manufactures voting machines, to settle a lawsuit because they libeled them, saying that these things were rigged. They were deliberately turning Trump votes into Biden votes and so on. So that was a shocking whopper of a lie that they pumped out for months. And of course, Semmelweis reflex, once people get that notion into their minds, is very, very difficult to get out of their heads. They've already accepted it, inwardly digested, and that's it. So you can't believe disconfirmation is very difficult to achieve. And they are emotionally invested in it. It's part of their self-esteem, their identity. So, and he was obviously throwing this junk food to the Trump mob, Tucker Carlson, for 4 years. But sadly, I think we have not seen the last of his smug physiognomy. No doubt his visage will be popping up in some of the lower reaches of the white supremacosphere. Probably some other channel will snap him up. He's one of the most punchable faces in America, but he certainly has a following. And you've got to hand it to him in a way. He's consistent. He's obviously got a weakness for tyrants, just like his idol Trump does. I think another thing that might have sunk him is when some of his texts came out as part of some investigation, we found out what he really thinks. What does he really leave behind the scenes? He actually doesn't believe some of what he says. He recognizes that this is utter twaddle. And this is just red meat he's throwing out to the red states. And calling people a bit of the female anatomy, a more Anglo-Saxon word for it. And he loathes Trump, and he reviles his bosses at Fox News and things like that. Well, that is him. We're back to his wife and his three daughters, I think, all about grown up. Well, that's Tucker Carlson. Ideally wish he'd never be on the air again, but, you know, that'd be too much to hope for. Unfortunately, he'll be popping up somewhere. Right, thank you so much for watching the channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal to georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Remember, if you subscribe on Patreon, you can get access to thousands of articles. Toodaloo.